Hello, everyone. I'm excited to share my new podcast, Meditation Podcast, Relax Zone.
You can find Meditation Podcast, Relax Zone by clicking the link in this episode's description, or simply search Meditation Podcast, Relax Zone on your favorite listening platform.
If you're looking for a peaceful space to relax, recharge, and improve your well-being, this podcast is designed for you. Each episode is created to help with stress relief, anxiety reduction, better sleep, a positive mindset, mindfulness, self-care, morning motivation, deep relaxation, and emotional healing. I would love to hear your thoughts about the podcast. After listening, please take a moment to leave a comment and share your review on any of the episodes. Your feedback helps the podcast grow and allows me to create even better content for you.
Once again, you can find Meditation Podcast, Relax Zone by clicking the link in this episode's description, or simply search Meditation Podcast, Relax Zone on your favorite listening platform.
If you enjoy the new podcast, please follow the show, rate it, and leave a review. Every follow, rating, comment, and share makes a huge difference and helps more people discover the benefits of meditation and relaxation. Thank you so much for your support. I truly appreciate every listener, and I'm grateful to have you as part of the Relax Zone community.
The New York City Comedy Central presents Lynn Hopwitz.
I'm not Diana Ross. I don't know what I'll do. I'll start crying and you guys keep applauding like that. Thanks for the woos up in the balcony. I'm actually in a really good mood tonight, which is bizarre because I've been really cranky because I'm on a diet. No, here's the thing. I'm okay with my weight like this, but I want to do television, which means I need to be a weight that's not achievable. Or talent. But talent is so, it takes time. And I lost 10 pounds in a week. Here's what I do. I don't eat all day till I feel dizzy. Oh, thanks for laughing. Because I said that in Los Angeles and nobody laughed, they just wrote it down. They were like, how dizzy? Fall down dizzy or see spots dizzy? Los Angeles is so much fun. Have you guys been there? Oh, it's the most hideous place. I had a roommate who was a size 00. Have you ever seen that? Always cold. It was like living with a chihuahua. She's always like, Lynn, are you cold? I am so cold. Are you turning the air down? Why are you doing that? It's so cold in here. You should eat some solid food, whore. It's true. It's so annoying. She actually asked me for 4 grapes once. She counted grapes. What kind of mental patient counts grapes? Do you know anyone who does that? That is the weirdest thing. I was like, 4 grapes? To me, grapes aren't even a food. They're like a palate cleanser. That's what I eat to get the Big Mac taste out of my mouth. So I can start my fish fillet. I don't count them, I just eat them. Here's the thing, I'm gonna say it right now on national TV. I'm a size 14 naturally. If I eat what normal people eat, like breakfast, lunch, dinner, and a pizza snack, I'm a size 14. And I like to say that and then look out in the audience. Because men that are like 20 and below are always like, that's kind of big. Men 30 and above, you're smart. You know how to clear your face of all thought. They're like they're trying to pass the polygraph test. Like, is that big? I had no idea. You look beautiful to me. Because you know I'll bludgeon you to death with this mic stand, and it won't even be my fault. No, I'm originally from the South, but I've lived in New York now for 7 years, and I have found out it is harder and harder to ask myself, what would Jesus do? And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why, because Jesus never lived in Manhattan. The homeless people are so mean to me, you guys. Some homeless guy like a month ago screamed at me. He's like, those shoes don't match that outfit. I was like, how would Jesus handle this? Look, you're cranky because you're hungry and you don't have a house. So go ahead and take a dollar and buy a bagel and don't be so judgmental. But then like a few days later, homeless guy asked for a dollar and I said no because I was like in a hurry or something. And as I'm walking away, he's like, you got a fat ass, bitch. Really? I'm taking my fat ass home. It's not Christian, but he attacked my weight, and I go to a dark place when people attack my weight. He could have said anything else. He could have said things, something about my mother, because frankly, she has it coming sometimes. But he attacked my weight. I couldn't help myself. I got crazy. If he'd said something about my mom, I'd have been like, poor little homeless man living in a box. Rain falling on his sad little homeless head. You take a dollar, that's from our Lord. But he said fat. So f*** you. You live in a box and you're wet. Fighting it! A lot of young guys. Young guys are hot now. That's disturbing. When I was in college, young guys were not hot. They all looked like Jack Osborne. No, but it was easy to concentrate. It was easy to concentrate with Jack Osborne. Thank God I'm not a teacher. I know myself. Nobody would learn. I'd be like, all right, today we're going to do English 101. Be horrible. I'm just playing. Don't woo. I've actually dated younger guys. It's not all it's cracked up to be. It really isn't. You know why I dated a guy 5 years younger than me? They expect you to be knowledgeable, don't they? In the bedroom. And I'm not. I dated a guy, I'm not making this up. He literally said to me once, teach me something. I know a little Spanish. El butto no entrada. That's bad. You know what I like about dating younger guys? They follow rules really well. Like, you can tell a younger guy, look, sex with me is like taking the SATs. Just show up on time, do the best you can, and when I say stop, put your little pencil down. That's a good rule, isn't it? That's a good one. But now I'm in my 30s, and I'm not married, and I don't have children, and people are concerned. Not really people, just my family, my mom, my sister. I don't know why they care. My sister actually told me, you guys, that it was my responsibility as a well-adjusted member of society to have children. Is that crazy? I'm like, I'm not well-adjusted. I'm on Vicodin when I visit you. It's good I told her because now I don't have to babysit her kids when they're in town. Score. Pays to be honest. No, what I am scared of is getting in vitro, because when you have in vitro, you don't have just one kid, you know. You have like a boy band. I don't know what I think I'd give them away as Christmas presents. People be like, I wonder what Lynn gave us. There's holes in the box. You think it's a puppy? Better. I think you're gonna like it. You already have three. I'm scared to have a Manhattan child. Manhattan children are bizarre. Because I'm from the South. Manhattan children are like weird, uppity little pod children. Do you ever notice that? They're like a little too sophisticated, a little snotty. My friend had me babysit one of her kids. It was like a little six-year-old, I guess. I don't know. It was walking and talking. Whatever age that happens, I don't know. Anyway, I was watching the little kid, and I asked her what her favorite food was. I was trying to make conversation. What do you talk to him about? And I said, what's your favorite food? And she's like, udon noodles. Try chicken nugget, you little freak, like the rest of the country. I can't relate to that. It's weird. When I was little, I drank out of a garden hose, people. I used to get locked out of the house on sunny days. Did anybody else ever get that? Locked clear out. My mother would be like, pick one, in or out, in or out. And I had that little kid ADD, so I could never pick one quickly. I'd be like, I don't know, I see a rain cloud, what's on TV? And if you didn't pick quick, my mom would show up and just lock you out. God forbid my little sister got caught up on the in and I'm on the out. We're talking to each other through the glass like we're at a state prison. I'm like, tell mom I'm thirsty. Mama says, you picked out. Take it from the hose. No, I have a boyfriend now. You know how I know? Because I told him that's what he is. You have to stick a flag in a man's butt and claim him now, don't you, girls? And you have to twist it a little now, because otherwise they'll get it out on their own. Young girls, you don't know. Because you're in your 20s, right? How old are you?
22.
You even said it with like a little lilt in your, like, 22. Because there's music in her head. So it's like, 22. I'm in my 30s. Things change when you're in your 30s. First of all, we hesitate when somebody asks our age. How old are you? And you're like, how old am I? How's the lighting? 28. Oh, you have cataracts? 25. Mom, do you like these with the pink dress?
Very much.
I want to look trashy, but in a tasteful way.
Oh, well, that'll do it.
Clean first. Okay, see if you think this is bad. My boyfriend got mad at me recently for leaning like this while I performed oral sex. I'm tired. He was like, could you be enthusiastic, please? Not for nothing, but I've been with him 5 years, okay? His penis is in syndication at this point. Like, you want enthusiasm, make it do something I've never seen it do before. Like the dishes. Oh, I would be so enthusiastic, like, go peenie, go peenie, go peenie. Yeah, you get sleepy, right? You ever fall asleep given performing oral sex? What's so funny? I've done it. It's not that bad. Waking up is horrible. Where am I? What is this? Do you have any relish? What is it? I was in the park. I was at a hot dog stand. You still like sex, don't you? Now, you do. I know you do, because you're in your 20s. It's still fun. Yeah, sure. You still stretch before you have sex. You scream, get ready for the dismount. Now, in your 30s, things change. I'm not that excited anymore. Now I'm like, I made dinner. I get bottom. I called it. This is dirty, but I don't care. Sometimes I'll do it doggy style, because you can watch television. It's a very underrated position, because it frees you up to multitask. Let's face it, the laundry is not going to fold itself, people. You know that's true. But you have to be careful, because if you have a guy who likes to talk during sex like I do, it's very aggravating. It's hard to get other stuff done. He's like, you like it like that? Oh, hello, I'm reading. I'm not bothering you. Why are you always talking and bothering and interrupting me? It's very annoying. I admit it. Once in a while, I have faked an orgasm. I think most of us do it, you know, out of kindness. Again, what would Jesus do? You have to be sweet. Seriously, because sometimes you're like, oh my goodness, how long? If I knew this was going to take this long, I have things to do. What are you doing? It's just aggravating at this point. Now, with this guy, I don't fake it. I've exaggerated it. Ladies know what I mean. The men are all like, example. You know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. That's when you act like it's a 10 when it's really like a 5.3. Like you throw a pillow that probably doesn't need to get thrown. Or you give them one of those like, what are you doing to me? You're killing me! And then you and the dog look at each other and roll your eyes. We're different men and women. I found out the hard way that a grown woman cannot walk down the streets of Manhattan enjoying a lollipop. Do you know that anywhere else in this country you can do that? You can just walk down the street, nobody even notices you while you're eating your Tootsie Pop. I'm walking down 6th Avenue, some guy's like, suck it! Suck your lolly! It's embarrassing. Here I am enjoying a nostalgic little moment of my youth filled with snow cones, Pez, and lollipops, and a man turns it into porn. It's true, though, you can't eat anything remotely phallic without a man turning it into porn. My friend was at a barbecue last year, and he called me up from the barbecue. I'm not making this up. He's like, Lynn, this girl was eating her ice cream like she wanted me. What should I do? I'm evil. Because, you know, I'm always fighting for good and evil. You don't know. Sometimes evil wins. I'm like, dude, go for it. She totally wants it. And then I had to relate so he would really buy it. I'm like, I've done that before. Sometimes I'm afraid I might not have an ice cream at my disposal. So I keep an emergency banana in my handbag. Then I whip that out, like, on the subway or the library, somewhere appropriate. And I go down on the nana and I wink at the man. Then we both know that I want it. Gotta have it. Women laugh. Look at the men are all looking at me like, I knew it. It's embarrassing. First of all, you have to believe that we even enjoy doing that. It's so gross. Yeah, that's what I want to do. Breathe out of my nose for 20 minutes. Please! The genitalia is proof that the universe loves women more than men, and I'll tell you why. Because if you look at our stuff, right? Girls, it's all, I mean, it's all kind of gross, but at least with women, it's all organized. It's like God made a little package. It's all tucked in with like hospital corners and stuff. And with men, it's like God started to make a bow and the phone rang. All uneven and crazy. Thank you. Come and say hamida. Bye. That means thank you in Korean. They love me here. They say everybody loves men. No, I love men. I do. I sound mean about them, but I love men. You know what I love about men? Men give sex their all, don't they? Even the most annoying stuff you wish they wouldn't. Really time-consuming, aggravating things like breasts. I never understand. You like breasts, sir? Don't spend so much time there, because that's time we can't get back, right, girls? I named all the moves. You want to see them? I call this one the kitten. Have you ever had a guy do that? Unless you're a baby kitten, there's no real reason to ever do that to a breast. It's the most ridiculous thing. I call this one making bread. Have you ever had a guy do that? That's if you kind of have big boobs sometimes. You know? That's awful. Making bread. And you're like, I need a Dramamine. You're making me nauseous. This is the one, though, that brings it home. This is the granddaddy of all the moves. I call this the safe cracker. They're always like, that's a man's get the job done move. Can you guys see how ridiculous it is? Because we can see too, we know. I don't stop it though. I don't. You know why? Because I'm afraid if I stop it, they're going to do something more annoying. They're going to like start licking my armpit or trying to stick their big toe in my butt. I don't need that. This I can deal with. My boyfriend's always telling me I'm crazy. Duh, I'll cut you. He's like, you called me 5 times in a row, that's crazy. No, I called you 25 times in a row, 5 from an unblocked number. Duh. Get it right. He really doesn't know how crazy. I've actually woken up like on a Saturday morning and looked over him and thought, I can make him breakfast or beat him to death with a bat. And he wakes up, I'm like, waffles? One more day, buddy. One more day on earth. You get another day. No, he tried to break up with me recently after 5 years. Who's crazy now? Tell me who's crazy. You know I'm not gonna let that happen. He's like, I think we need a break. No break. He was like, no, just something temporary. We can get back together. Oh, temporary, no break. Maybe I don't want to be with you anymore. Well, then kill yourself. You have options. You're just walking out of here.